Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Confessions of a Funeral Director, How Death Saved My Life by Caleb Wild is a candid memoir from a young funeral director who grew up inside a multi-generation Pennsylvania funeral home. Set against the daily realities of preparing bodies, meeting grieving families, and managing the business side of death care, the book traces how constant proximity to mortality shaped Wild's beliefs, identity, and relationships. He describes entering the profession with inherited expectations and a largely traditional worldview, then gradually confronting questions he could not avoid: what it means to live well, how faith holds up under suffering, and why some losses feel unbearable while others become turning points. Rather than treating death as an abstract topic, Wild uses intimate professional experiences to examine fear, meaning, and community. The result is a reflective, sometimes darkly humorous account of a life lived alongside funerals, in which the author argues that honestly facing death can sharpen gratitude, soften judgment, and push a person toward a more authentic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growing up in a funeral home and inheriting a calling, a central thread of the book is how a funeral home can function as both workplace and childhood environment, shaping values long before a person chooses a career. Wild presents funeral service as a family legacy with routines, codes of professionalism, and an unspoken expectation that he will continue the line. That inheritance brings early familiarity with bodies, embalming, viewings, and the logistics of funerals, but it also creates emotional pressures, the need to appear steady, the sense that grief is something to manage, and the belief that strong faith and strong work ethic should explain everything. The memoir explores how identity can be built around service to others, especially when the community relies on a family business at its most vulnerable moments. At the same time, inheriting a calling can limit exploration because the role arrives pre-written. Wild's experiences highlight the tension between duty and self-determination, and how the rituals of death care can become both a refuge and a cage. By showing the backstage reality of funerals as normal life, he sets up the later question of whether living around death automatically makes someone wise about life or simply numb. Secondly, the hidden labor of death care and what it teaches about dignity, Wild pulls readers into the practical, often unseen labor that makes a funeral possible: receiving the dead, preparing the body, coordinating schedules, handling paperwork, guiding families through decisions, and keeping composure when emotions run high. The book emphasizes that funeral service is not only ceremonial, but also technical and relational. That combination forces constant ethical attention to dignity. A person is not a task, even when the work is physically demanding or time-sensitive. Families are not customers in the ordinary sense, even though money and options inevitably enter the conversation. Through the perspective of a working director, the memoir shows how small actions can become profound: careful presentation, respectful language, and patient explanation when people are shocked, angry, or confused. Wild also explores the weight of being present for strangers at their worst moment, then returning to daily life as if nothing happened. These experiences illuminate how dignity is maintained through consistency, boundaries, and humility. The profession becomes a lens on human equality, because every life ends in the same basic need for care. The topic also confronts the public myth that death care is either morbid or glamorous, replacing it with a grounded view of service and responsibility. Thirdly, grief up close, families, community, and the complexity of mourning, another major focus is what happens when grief is encountered repeatedly and intimately, across many kinds of families and circumstances. Wild describes a front-row view of mourning that is messy rather than scripted: love, guilt, relief, anger, silence, and sometimes conflict among relatives. The funeral director becomes a steady point in a storm, but also a witness to how different cultures, faith backgrounds, and personalities express loss. This topic explores the idea that grief is not a single emotion and not a linear process. Some deaths arrive with warning, others without, and the reactions vary accordingly. The memoir also highlights the social function of funerals as community events that make room for shared stories and collective support. Yet it does not romanticize the experience. There are times when rituals feel insufficient, when platitudes fall flat, and when the director's professional role cannot fix what is broken. Wild's perspective invites readers to consider what bereaved people actually need: time, presence, and permission to feel complicated things. By showing recurring patterns in mourning, the book suggests that compassion improves when we stop expecting a correct way to grieve and instead focus on companionship and practical care. Fourthly, faith, doubt, and rebuilding, meaning under the shadow of mortality, Wild's life among funerals becomes a catalyst for spiritual questioning, because death makes easy answers harder to maintain. The book examines how inherited religious certainty can erode when confronted with suffering that feels unfair or senseless. Rather than treating doubt as failure, the memoir portrays it as a form of honesty that can lead to deeper empathy. Wilde wrestles with the gap between official beliefs and lived reality, especially when faced with tragedies involving young people, sudden loss, or families who cannot find comfort in familiar language. This inner conflict intersects with professional expectations, since many communities look to funeral directors to uphold tradition and provide reassurance. The topic follows a process of reconstructing meaning that is less about tidy conclusions and more about learning to live with ambiguity. Mortality becomes both a threat and a teacher, pushing the author to reevaluate what matters, how to relate to others, and what kind of life is worth pursuing. The memoir frames death not as a philosophical puzzle to solve, but as a boundary that clarifies priorities. By connecting spiritual struggle to everyday work, Wilde offers a portrait of belief as something shaped by experience, relationships, and the courage to admit uncertainty. Lastly, How Facing Death Can Change the Way You Live. The book ultimately argues that regular contact with death can produce a clearer, more intentional approach to living. Wilde shows how mortality disrupts common distractions, status, resentment, and the illusion of unlimited time. The lessons do not come from dramatic revelations, but from accumulation, case after case, in which the end arrives for people who expected more days. This topic explores the practical ways such awareness can reshape behavior. It can make relationships more urgent to repair, gratitude more specific, and choices more aligned with personal values rather than social expectations. At the same time, the memoir acknowledges the risks of constant exposure, including burnout, emotional distancing, and a cynical outlook. The transformation Wilde describes requires learning when to absorb others' pain and when to set boundaries, when to honor tradition and when to question it. By connecting the personal and the professional, he suggests that a healthier relationship with death involves talking about it, planning for it, and refusing to treat it as taboo. The result is a call to live with more presence. Death, in this framing, does not merely end life, it can also sharpen it, making the ordinary feel more precious and the important harder to postpone. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who like reflective memoirs, are curious about funeral service, or are navigating questions about faith, meaning, and grief. It will also resonate with people in helping professions who carry others' emotions for a living and want a humane account of how to stay compassionate without losing yourself. The benefit to the reader's life is practical as well as emotional. Wilde's stories encourage more honest conversations about death, better empathy toward mourners, and a clearer sense of what matters before time runs out. By seeing how often regret centers on relationships and postponed decisions, readers may feel nudged to reconcile, express love, and simplify priorities. Compared with many books on mortality that lean heavily on philosophy, inspirational lessons, or clinical guidance, this memoir stands out for its grounded, inside view of death care and its willingness to show uncertainty. It neither sensationalizes death nor hides the uncomfortable parts of the job. That balance makes the insights feel earned rather than packaged. If you want a book that humanizes funerals, challenges easy religious answers without mocking belief, and turns mortality into a lens for living more deliberately, this is worth buying and returning to. If you would like to support Caleb Wilde, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.